Tales of Attila Girl by Irene Holland with Heather Bishop. Read by Kate Lee.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. On Our Own. The little girl walked down the hospital ward, tightly clutching her mother's hand. Nurses bustled up and down in their starched white uniforms and capes, and the smell of carbolic soap was overpowering. Finally, they got to a bed at the end, which had the curtains drawn around it for privacy. "Come here, dear," said one of the nurses, lifting up the girl and sitting her on the bed so that she had a better view of the man lying in it. He looked very thin and frail, and he had a nasty hacking cough. Her mother passed the man a handkerchief, and as he patted his mouth, the girl noticed bright red spots of blood splattered all over the white material. Although just 2 years old, the child knew instinctively that it was serious. Maybe it was her mother's tears that gave it away, or the pale, gaunt face of the man lying in the bed. Every breath he took was so laboured and shallow, and seemed to require so much effort that it almost sounded like his last.
"Poor Daddy," she sighed. "You see, that little girl was me, and that was my first, last, and only memory of my father, Edwin Bott."